All right, here we go. Talking with Sarah Pizziola from Wilderness Sports. And Sarah, we just talked to Todd a little bit ago, and I was saying how I can't wait to hear about your first buck. So congratulations, first and foremost.
Thank you.
So this was your first buck. How many times have you gone out, probably, or how many seasons have you been hunting deer to get your first buck this year?
I've been hunting, this is my third year.
Okay.
Being out there and actually hunting, and I went out during bow season probably about five or six times and sat and saw doe and babies, but no bucks, and this was actually the first time rifle hunting this year that I sat, and I was had a day off and was able to sit.
Nice. Okay, so what day was it? How many days into the season?
It was Wednesday the 16th.
Oh, second day. Nice.
Yeah.
Now, were you sitting by yourself, or were you and your husband sitting together?
I was sitting with my husband. He was more focused on me getting a deer.
That's awesome. And tell us a little bit about the situation, like when you were sitting down, or was it morning and afternoon, and kind of go through the story.
Well, we sat in the morning about from 9 o'clock till about, or no, let's see, it was about 10:45, and then we left to go get something to eat, and I had actually forgot my keys in the blind, my car keys, so I walked back to the blind and actually saw the spike horn that I ended up getting later on, eating at the bait pile, and so I just kind of stood there motionless, watching it until he walked away. So that was kind of funny, and so then we went in and had breakfast, and then we came back out and sat from 1 o'clock, and then it was about 4 o'clock that we had a doe and her baby in the bait pile, and they kind of came off and on throughout the day. They were there about three times, and they would kind of get scared away, and we were wondering what it was that was scaring them off. Then, so we're sitting there, and we see two big turkeys come walking in, and I think that was kind of scaring them, and we're watching the turkeys. So that was interesting. And then, in the distance, we could see the mom and the baby again, and then we could see a buck chasing the doe. So my husband said, you better get ready, you know, just get your rifle aimed at the bait pile just in case, because he might come running through. And we didn't know what size buck this was, but he could tell that it was a buck. And he actually bumped a bunch of magazines in the blind, my husband did, made a bunch of noise. So then we kind of thought, oh, God, they're gone now, you know. And so then he took some horns out and rattled them, thinking, like, this is going to be some big monster buck coming in here. We kind of thought, well, I don't know if that's going to do anything. Well, then he came into the bait pile, and it was the spike horn. And I remember my husband saying, look at him. Does he got horns? I'm like, yeah, you got to shoot him. So I was a little nervous, I'm not going to lie. I took my time there waiting for the right moment, and I finally shot, and he was down pretty quickly.
A good, clean, quick kill.
Yes, which I was grateful for, because I am an animal lover, you know, and it was hard for me, my first one, but I do love venison and the sport of hunting, and so it was hard, I'm not going to lie. I cried and cried, and
I know.
Thanked the deer for his food and harvest.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, it's okay to feel that way, and it's actually okay if somebody decides they don't want to pull the trigger too. I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but congratulations to you and Sarah. Thank you for taking the time to tell us the story.
Thank you.
And congratulations. We'll catch up with you again
very
soon.
Much. Okay. Good.
Sarah Pizziola from Wilderness Sports at Ishpeming. It's your first buck in Marquette County. Sharing the story here on the Outdoor Show.